Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about something that is an over-the-counter kind of remedy, and I just wanted to shed some light about my experience with colloidal silver. So I have a lot of people that love colloidal silver for many applications, and they want to use it in their pets. They use it for toothaches. They use it for topically infections. They take it orally when they feel like they're getting an upper respiratory, and they swear that they don't get any respiratories. I feel like when COVID hit, a lot of people went back to looking into natural remedies, and that's a great thing. I feel like it shed some light in like quercetin, vitamin D, the role of certain supplements that really increase your immune system. And then, of course, the old times remedies that we see over and over that has some scientific basis, but I don't know experientially, at least for my practice, that I've seen a lot of benefit. One of them is colloidal silver. So I have a client that uses colloidal silver for the bacteria in the mouth. I mean, I had a lot of tartar, and so she started doing colloidal silvers. And she thinks that the smell is better, and I still see the same, you know, pathology in the mouth. So I wasn't impressed. Then I have other people that use it for cats. You know, we had a dog that had MRSA, and which is a highly contagious bacterial infection in the skin. And so they were starting colloidal silver. I do know that colloidal silver has some real antiviral and antimicrobial activity. These are nanoparticles of silver, right? And they do have, just like gold does too. So they do have some, but is it, you know, not because something is good, it's profitable, like it says in the Bible, right? So I feel like not because it actually has some bacterial, can you profit from it internally in a way, at least for our animals, right? So I think there was an article in the Journal of Science that said, that studied, you know, is it true that it has antimicrobial activity? And it is true. And it has antiviral activity because these silver particles, the nanoparticles, interfere with that surface protein, and they avoid those virus particles to attach and conquer. So, but they could damage other things. I've heard colloidal silver, even anti-cancer, you know, so a lot of people are using it when they're diagnosed with cancer. And when I diagnose the pets with cancer, this one with mast cell tumors, that it's using colloidal silver. And I really don't think that is a big risk to use it, especially the preparations that I see commercial. They're very diluted, kind of on the homeopathic spectrum. But occasionally you get really high, you know, concentrated nanoparticles in there. And I feel like they, we don't think about this, but when the animals eliminate those silver nanoparticles, that goes into the rivers, that goes into the sewage, that goes into the environment. And it might actually affect us, just like antibiotics do, right? So when we take all these medications, we're not thinking about environmentally, what's the damage we're doing to the environment and to ourselves, to our future selves or future generations, because we're releasing all of this in our waste, and it is never going to just disappear. It actually, you know, pollutes the silver streams and everything else. So I think that we need to think about what the microbiome on our gut is doing. You know, it could definitely affect them, but also the ecological effect of using colloidal silver. I think that some of the absorption studies that have been done, it really varies. And they do have local toxic effects, especially if it's local, you know, right? So it's definitely the toxicity of that would be dose dependent, would be concentration dependent. It could be 4%. The one that I was thinking about, the liquid one that I examined, was a 0.4% silver. Well, I feel that's really harmless, but there's some like are could be up to like 18% of the solution would be nanoparticles. I feel that those are the ones that have the most potential for toxicity. And I think that when I read an article in one of the magazines where they have done this study and they were looking at the quality of these Amazon products, and one of them was actually the colloidal silver. They tested like the 14 most popular when it comes to the top selling ones, and they realized that some of them had no nanoparticles. So about 70% of all those products that they tested, they didn't have what it says that it had. And so the same thing happens to CBD oil. The same thing happens to other supplements in the market where they promise that the marketing is strong. The label is very appealing. The slogan is well thought out and catchy, but the inside of the container is not what the outside claims it is. And so we have to be very careful with what we're giving. And oftentimes it's less than what they give you, but occasionally is way too much. And in that case, you unknowingly could be causing, you know, harm. Same with, again, CBD, turmeric, a lot of these things, the label does not correspond with what they have. So I really wanted to make sure that you know that FDA is not really, they're not true colloids according to FDA because there has to be a standard amount of the nanoparticles to be called a colloid. And so it really is more of a homeopathic diluted thing that is over the counters. Some silver salts might be in there instead of just the nanoparticles, and those could accumulate in the organs. And there is, if you look in Google, the Blue Man or something, it's a guy that was taking colloidal silver and his skin, he took it so long that his skin turned blue. So I don't want any blue dogs or blue cats to come in my practice. So please be careful, be wise, look at what's out there and just take everything with a grain of salt and consult your veterinarian and ask for advice. Again, not because everything is good, could be used and just nilly-willy. So I hope you learned something today you can apply practically to your lives and your pet lives. And if you did, hit the notification button because there's another episode coming up about diets, and we're just going to discuss in the next episode. Thank you and take care. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer Podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.